AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Shortly after the House voted 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection, the president released a video calling for peace.
There is never a justification for violence.
The newly impeached President Trump is calling for his supporters to find ways to ease tensions and calm tempers, and says he's been briefed about plans for more violence in the lead up to Joe Biden's inauguration.
There must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind.
The Trump video was released at the same time House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signed the articles of impeachment against him.
Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country.
Trump made no mention of being impeached a second time, and his allies say they don't think the Senate would vote to convict. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
10 Republicans, including steadfast South Carolina Trump supporter Tom Rice, voted in favor of impeachment. Rice later saying that while he and others were seeking shelter in the Capitol building during the height of the assault, Trump only communicated on Twitter, offering only weak requests for restraint on the part of his supporters. Rice adding, "I campaigned for him and voted for him twice, but this utter failure is inexcusable." Minutes after the impeachment, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell suggested Trump's Senate trial will not start before January 19th, the day before Joe Biden's inauguration as president, and about the same time that the Democrats take control of the Senate, essentially dropping the trial into their laps. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says people need to stay away from the nation's capital during the inauguration.
We have asked Americans not to come to the Washington, D.C. event.
Airbnb says it will be blocking and canceling all reservations in the Washington, D.C. area through the rest of this week and all of the week of the inauguration. This is AP News. Five-time Olympic swimming medalist Cleet Keller is charged with taking part in the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol after video emerged that appeared to show him among those storming the building last week. In a complaint based on screenshots from a video, the FBI asked for a warrant charging Keller with knowingly entering a restricted building and attempting to impede an official government function. A day after slamming his club, the Houston Rockets, James Harden has been traded. AP's Dave Ferry has more.
Disgruntled All-Star guard James Harden is joining the Nets following a four-team deal involving the Rockets, Pacers, and Cavaliers. A person who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity says Harden is leaving the Rockets just a day after saying the team wasn't good enough to beat elite competition. The person also says Victor Oladipo goes from Indiana to Houston. Caris LeVert goes from the Nets to Indiana in a deal that includes at least four draft picks and additional pick swaps. I'm Dave Ferry.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.